Hi there. You're listening to the Voice with Action podcast. I am your host, Deb Balico.
And I am Rebecca Pratt, co-founder and president of Orphan Relief and Rescue. Tune in to be awakened and inspired to take action towards what you were created to do in this world, to live fully alive.
Prayers can move mountains. The prayers of our ORR community have truly been answered and continue to be answered. Rebecca just asked a powerful question. Would we pray differently if we truly believed God would answer our prayer? So how would you answer that question, Rebecca?
Yeah, you know, every day God is asking us to pray for his kingdom to come, for his will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven, as it says in Matthew 6:10. And through Christ, we carry more power on earth than we can ever imagine. God handed us the keys to this power through our relationship with him. And sometimes we wonder if our prayers really do anything. Are they making an impact? Are people's destinies changed? Are accidents thwarted? Are lives saved? Are nations and people impacted? On this recent trip that I was taking a team, I wanted to hear some testimonies from some people because I'd heard, you know, that different ones had gotten healed and that there was a woman in particular that was wanting to share her testimony. And a lot of times we don't hear testimonies because they're just very private, the different ones that we serve. I don't know if they're fearful, you know, because if they come to Jesus, it is kind of a bad situation. A lot of them are in danger at home because it is the witchcraft capital of the world where we work. So their families, they're in danger just from their very husbands that could kill them if they become a Christian. So we don't hear a whole lot of what we want to hear, which is we want to hear hundreds of testimonies because we prayed for hundreds of people. But there was one woman in particular, and she had two little ones with her, and she wanted to share her testimony. She shared that the team had prayed for her, that I had brought. After they prayed, she said that she had been having a lot of family issues. Their whole family wasn't getting along, relatives and everything. And she says, after they prayed, she said there was peace in their family. And then she said something else is that she had this movement in her belly area that was very painful, and she had it for years. She said it just never went away. And so she had been to doctors, she had been to spiritual healers, and she accepted Jesus at the meeting where our team had shared Jesus and shared testimonies. She said after that meeting, that movement in her belly, she was also prayed for. She had them pray for her. She said the movement in her belly completely stopped. And she had no pain from that point on. I was like, oh my goodness. I said, do you think it was some sort of spiritual thing? Maybe a demonic thing in your belly? She says, I don't know. And as she said, I don't know. What was interesting is I've heard of different like voodoo priests and different people who are deep into witchcraft. And they talk about it being like a snake type feeling that there's like some sort of snake inside of them moving. When she described what she's described, it was similar to what these different ones have described. And once they come to Jesus, it leaves, it's gone, and it has no power over them anymore. That was incredible. You hear the stories and you're like, God just did a miracle. Not only did he do the miracle of salvation, but he did a physical thing. Then there was a meeting that we had another team come from America, and we had a pastor with us. They wanted to do a men's meeting. We thought, okay, let's pray for them as they go off. And it was just the men that were going to go and do this meeting with the elders of the village and different men of the village. We prayed that leaders of that village would come to Jesus. After the team had come back after their meeting and they told us, they said it was miraculous what happened. They said all these elders accepted Jesus, the chief accepted Jesus, and it was everything that we prayed, God did. I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. This is incredible. Looking at my Africa staff, and I was like, isn't this incredible? Like, chief and the elders, they just accepted Jesus. And they said, yes, this is wonderful. And I said, well, you don't look as excited as I am and the team is. And they says, you know, Rebecca, we are excited, but we see this every day. Like, God is moving every day. We pray and we see God answer our prayers. This is just what God is doing. God is moving and he's moving every day. And he said, so you come and go, you go back to America, you come back here. And it's like the first time you're seeing like these miracles and these, you know, incredible things happening and these stories and people being healed. And he says, so you're like extremely like surprised, it seems like, that God is doing these things. But for us, we're not surprised at all. This is the God we serve. It's exciting and we're excited, but we're not surprised because this is the God we serve. And as we pray, God answers. And this is just what he is doing. And I was really humbled by that because I thought they have faith. They're praying and this is just what God does and he's going to do it. And I, on the other hand, I'm praying and I'm like in shock that he's doing it. And he does these miracles. And I was really humbled by that statement of you come and go and you're surprised that God even does this, but we're not. This is just what God is doing. And I thought that's how I should be on a regular basis. I should be praying with expectation that as I pray, these are things that are going to happen. God is going to accomplish his perfect will through our life because this is just what he does. When we are praying for God's will to come to pass, when we're praying for people to come to Jesus, when we're praying that accidents are thwarted, when we're praying God's perfect will to happen, God is going to answer those prayers. Now, he's going to answer it differently probably than we think, but he's God, we're not, but he is going to answer those prayers. As Deb and I were talking, I was like, if we truly did believe that God is going to answer every prayer that we pray, would we pray more? Would we pray differently? For me, now, that is what I am doing. I am praying more than I've ever prayed before because I know not only does God tell us to pray, or Jesus literally said in Matthew 6:10, this is how you pray. Pray his kingdom come, his will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Just praying that statement alone, God, we ask that your kingdom would come, that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Just praying that statement alone brings down the availability for the Lord to do what he wants to do. It said in Genesis 1, where we are, it says, I give dominion over the earth to you. We're given dominion over the earth. We have an enemy that needs to be diminished, yes, but we're given the keys to the kingdom here. And as we pray for God's perfect will to be done, I look at the heavens being opened over what we're praying when we're praying, because we're asking for God's will to be done. John 15:7, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. And then in Matthew 7:7, it says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened unto you. That is straight from the Lord. The Lord wants us to humble ourselves, pray with expectation, and expect God to answer our prayers. That is what I am just excited to see more of what God's going to do. I'm challenged more in my own life than I've ever been challenged before. And I want to see God's perfect will be accomplished in my life. Every moment that I get, my friends now are saying, oh, if you ask for prayer, Rebecca's the one that's going to pray for you. Honestly, I don't want to be known as the person that's just going to pray. I want to be the one that I'm humbly walking forward in all that God is asking me to do. And if there's something in front of me that needs a touch from Jesus, I am humbly asking the Lord to use my life to accomplish his perfect will in front of me. Prayer, it's very uncomfortable a lot of times when there's people beside us that need a touch from Jesus and we're not sure, should we say something, should we not? I had an Uber driver picked me up. It was my first time to use Uber and I had to get to the airport and no one could take me to the airport. I had to use Uber for the first time and I was a little skeptical. But as I got in the Uber, found out the guy was a Christian. He was talking about a few things and he was very cautious with me at first because he didn't know if I was a Christian. But once we found out each other was Christians, I was asking him more about his life. And he has a little grandson that's 3 years old that has leukemia. It's a rare form of leukemia. They've already treated him for chemotherapy. They've done a bone marrow transplant, and he was supposed to be in remission after the third month, and he didn't go into remission yet. Now it's 6 months, and the mom and little 1.5-year-old, his little sister, are just living in a McDonald's house near the hospital for 6 months, and the husband's still having to work 5 hours away, and it's just such hardship. And so he's sharing with me this. I stopped him and I said, okay, can we just pray for your little grandson right now? And he said, yes, yes, please. I just prayed for this little 3-year-old's life, that God would have mercy on him, that he would heal him, that he would just give him everything he needs, give the doctor's wisdom. And, you know, we just had a sweet little prayer time. Tears were dripping down this Uber driver's face as he's driving. Now, I know that's probably not real safe, but it was precious. God was just touching this man. When we got closer to the airport, I said his name and I said, can I just pray for you too, as the grandfather of this little one and watching your daughter have to go through the pain of her son with leukemia? And he said, oh, yeah, sure. And so I prayed for him and more tears were dripping down his face. We get almost to the airport by this point, and he said, Rebecca, I have never had anyone that I've driven in my car pray for me or my family. And he says, I have just been touched by the Lord so much. And I just says, you know, God loves you so much. He wants you to know how much he loves you. He's for you. He hears your prayers. He wants to encourage your heart. He's not forgotten you. He has not forgotten your family. He's not forgotten this little boy, your little grandson. He was so moved and touched and encouraged. And I got out of that Uber and I literally said, thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to be an extension of you to this man that just needed a touch from you. That is our God. Our God wants to do that through our lives. And he's looking to and fro for those who will be an extension of Jesus to others in front of us. And that is what transforms our world. And that is one life at a time, how he does it. And I can guarantee you that Uber driver, the rest of the day, maybe the rest of the week, is going to be encouraging others because his life was encouraged. And he felt an extra touch from Jesus that only Jesus by his Spirit can do through our lives and in our lives. That is the type of person that I pray that I can do more of and be sensitive to his Spirit. And for you, what does that translate to you? What is something that you can pray for more consistently in your life? What's a reminder that you can, maybe you need a reminder that you can maybe write it down, maybe on a sticky note or something, to pray for that certain thing each day? What is it? What is it that God's challenging you to do, to pray specifically for on a regular basis? Pray with expectation that God is going to answer your prayer. Maybe not in the way that you expect, but he is going to answer your prayer. Yeah, this is the God we serve. It's beautiful.
So, Rebecca, how would you answer this question if you said, well, would we pray differently if we truly believed God would answer our prayer, even if the answer is no? That we are asking, because God delights when we ask, God delights when we share our hearts, but it might not be his will in that surrendering process that we know he'll answer. But will we still pray even if it's a no, if the answer is a no?
I say God is trustworthy. And he has heard those prayers and he will answer in his, I'd say, all-powerful, almighty God who knows everything backward and forward. He knows the past. He knows the future. He knows the present. And he knows what's best. At this point in my life, I finally have realized that God truly does know the best. I don't know what's best. I do know if I do pray specifically for a specific thing, I always end it, but your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Even though I want a certain person to be healed, that I'm going to pray for that healing, but I always end it with, but your will be done. Your highest and perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because God knows what is best and he is trustworthy. And he is a good, good God. Even if the answer is no, he's not going to heal that person or he's not going to do what I'm asking specifically for, he is still trustworthy because I don't know the outcome of what will happen on the other side. Only God knows. And that's the trustworthy part that is so beautiful, that in my walk with Jesus now, I trust him so wholeheartedly. I don't know what's best. I don't truly know what's best for my life anymore. I don't know what's best for the people in front of me. I do know God doesn't want suffering. I know God wants a relationship with him. He wants every single person to come into a relationship with him. For those things, I know that's his perfect will. But the other things, I don't know exactly what his perfect will is. And so I pray for what I would like to see. But ultimately, I tack it on with, not my will, but yours be done. In that.
Orphan Relief and Rescue, we are a faith-based organization, and all of our staff have a deep faith and trust and ask God's will to be done. But obviously, when we go into these communities, we don't force people to believe what we believe. It's always an invitation. Would you share the story of how our staff, like going into these communities with the savings and loan program, and then even the chief being intrigued by what we were doing and wanting to support what we're doing by donating land and his journey in that?
The chief that accepted the Lord on that particular trip with our team, he did. He donated land so that we could build one of our Freedom Community Centers. He's very supportive in everything that we're doing. There hasn't been any barrier with us bringing Jesus in, because he now claims that he's a Christian too, even though we're not sure exactly where his walk with the Lord is, because they kind of embrace a lot of other things. This man does need to be discipled, which our staff is working with that. But yeah, ultimately, we are seeing God do beautiful things through these relationships, and that relationship is continuing to grow. We'll see what kind of comes through the years with that, but God is on the move.
Yeah, it is amazing how he's on a journey, and God is the one who's the master of his heart, who knows his journey, in that God's will is being done by donating this land, that he is a part, he is invested, he wants this Community Freedom Center, he wants Orphan Relief and Rescue to be there with the microfinance savings and loan program and helping the children in his community. So it's amazing to see the Lord's will done. And all of that started through the prayers of our staff. We do challenge you to really ask that question. Would you pray differently if you truly believed God would answer your prayer, and that God is a relational God, and that he is after your heart and wants to have a conversation with you? If you truly believe that he hears your prayers and will answer them. Tune in next week.
Thank you for listening to the Voice with Action podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you consider sharing or subscribing to this podcast and leave a 5-star review to help us grow? If you want to reach us or help us end child trafficking in West Africa, go to orphanreliefandrescue.org. That's orphanreliefandrescue.org. See you next week.